Blog Talk Radio. I'm a beat that day. You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Pride during Labor Day and Memorial Day weekend. There's Philly Pride in April, there's Miami Central and D.C. Pride in May, New York City Pride in June, and now, get ready for the first ever Atlantic City Pride taking 4th of July weekend by storm. As Atlantic City's first and openly widely recognized lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer organization, this Atlantic City Gay Pride will be taking place July 5th to the 9th at the resort's beachfront casino and hotel. This weekend's event will be hosted by Daryl Stevens of Noah Park, with celebrity appearances by Nia Sky, Kobe Klinger of The Real L Word, and more. This Atlantic City Pride is open for everyone in our community. This event geared towards both the lesbian and gay communities, as well as co-ed events, rooftop pool parties, concerts, beach parties, nightlife parties, and more. And for the ballroom crowd, the first annual Good Atlantic City Pride Mini Balls and Lights, presented by V-Cons in association with Lucky Balenciaga and the legendary Hall of Famer, Miss Teresa Mizrahi. Taking place Sunday, June 8th, in the main ballroom at the resort, Beachfront Casino and Hotel. On the turntables, DJ Bonalora. On the mic, Greg Evisu and the legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Behind the camera will be ballroom throwbacks. Grand Prize, open to all gold performance battle royale, boys versus girls. $500, boys in blue and white, girls in red and white. Mini Grand number 1, Butch Queen Sex Dying, the Sexy Lifeguard, for $150, 3 trophies, 1 cash prize. And Mini Grand number 2, open to all runway, European versus All American, the Risk Soap Model, simple, clean, cut, and molesque, in a white t-shirt and blue jeans, 2 trophies, 1 cash prize for $150. All categories can be found on Facebook by searching First Annual Risk Atlantic City Pride Mini Ball Deluxe. Doors will open at 3 p.m. Ball will start at 4 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time as the venue is reserved until 8 p.m., so please be on time. $25 entry fee all afternoon. House tables are free. All house leaders and parents should contact Lucky Balenciaga or Teresa Mizrahi to reserve tables. First come, first serve. There will also be a fully equipped bar with top shelf liquor. The Atlantic City Police Department has been hired for security, so please leave the drama at home. For information regarding the ball, please contact Lucky, the Prince of New York City Balenciaga, at facebook.com/ the Prince of NYC, or also the legendary icon Hall of Famer, Ms. Teresa Mizrahi, at facebook.com/ Teresa.Londo.
Queens, we are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is definitely the number one station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, and definitely get the 411 on everything. We're definitely here, and we're definitely live, and we're definitely going to be recapping all the balls that happened across the country and across the states, from state to state, from St. Louis to Chicago to Atlanta. We're going to be recapping all of that and giving you all the E-my-E and all the dirt. And you girls should have listened to Mother when I told y'all not to go to Chicago.
When you talk, all I hear is wah.
That's what I told y'all, honey. Well, I'm waiting for all my cast members to call in and press 1 so I can see that they're on the phone line, so we can definitely get the madness and the shade and everything started, honey. I see I have my girlfriend on the line, honey, Miss London Bridges.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down line.
Mouth, oh, no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London.
Hello, Kelly Ali.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, my dear.
Nothing much, just chilling. I want to definitely give a big happy birthday shout-out to the legendary icon, overall for the Rodney Prodigy. His birthday was this weekend, honey. And so I want to give him a birthday shout-out. Shout-out to you, Rodney. And then I also want to give my good girlfriend, Miss Marcus, a happy birthday shout-out also. His birthday was on Sunday. I'm going to give him a big shout-out. I know Rodney will be calling in shortly. I know Marcus can't call in because of restrictions and guidelines to the House of Garcon, so he can't call in. But happy birthday, Marcus. How you doing, honey? But it was definitely a lot that went on this weekend. What tea did you get about, you know, anything that happened, Miss London?
Oh, about how Marco's ball got shut down because he paid someone, $300?
Yeah, they said it was $300 or $500 that he paid the girls to get the ball shut down and everything.
But
it was just a mess.
Yeah, and the girls that got paid got beat, right?
Yes, it was a mess, honey. I definitely get the goddess to call in here, honey, because I want to hear her take on the ball, honey. Because, you know, goddess keeps it raw, goddess keeps it real, honey. So I definitely want to hear her take on the ball. So, goddess, if you out there listening, call in and press 1, honey. And, you know, oh, she wasn't there. Oh, my God, she wasn't at the ball. Why wasn't goddess at the ball? If my sister Tayana, honey, the bitch is out there and she's listening. I want to hear her take on the ball because my sister was out of drag at this ball because you had to come as a boy for your 10th and then come back as a girl. And I haven't seen my sister out at a ball like that in a while. So I want to hear her take on the ball so maybe she could call in because I know Marcus can't call in and give us his take on the ball. So maybe we get some of the other girls to call in. And if anybody was in St. Louis and you want to call in and tell us about St. Louis, or if anybody wants to call in and tell us about the ball in Atlanta when Shannon 007 got chopped by the father, Vito Milan, definitely call in, honey. I heard that was a whole lot, honey. You know, so maybe the girls will call in, honey, and give us the 411 and give us the eat on it, honey. But if the girls play around and take their time and things of that nature, you know what mother would do, honey. So, baby, but it was a mess, honey. I knew that ball was going to give that London, the Herrera ball.
Right, I kind of suspected it, but I didn't really want, you know, out there, or whoever was going. Much people didn't go from what I see.
What'd you say? Yeah. And they said somebody told me it was about 95 people there.
Come on.
Baby, that's what somebody told me. They said it was like 95 girls there. They said it was really a waste of time. And if anybody's out there and they want to call and tell us about the Rochester Bowl, y'all can definitely call in and definitely feel free to definitely tell us about the Rochester Bowl. I heard it was definitely a ball at Rochester this weekend too, honey. So maybe the girls will call in and give us the eat on what happened at the ball. And maybe if the girls don't call in and give us the eat on what happened at the ball, then I guess my lines are too packed and I might have to clear the lines to get some other girls up here, honey. honey. Okay, the next caller we had. Oh, they went off cue, honey. I don't know what happened. Oh, maybe.
Wait, does Shannon get chopped because she has a pussy?
Well, they said that she said that they need to make categories for new women, and it wasn't nothing on there for her, so that's why she just came with whatever she wanted to come with and stuff. But as a new woman, when you walk new woman, when you're a new woman and you come in and you're still walking ballroom, you still walk femme queen category. So I think she should have had her touch of red on, honey. That's what I think, honey.
So she got a pussy manly like that. Say, I will beat the shit out of you.
Oh shit! I did see the video. I posted in London Tea Party, but I really didn't watch the whole thing because I had so much going on. And they said out of all the categories, somebody want to know what happened to all the sponsored categories that was supposed to be at the Herrera Ball. They said the only category that was paid out was for cash was Sex Hour for $250.
The rest of the money went towards the girls who was going to shut it down.
Oh, honey. But somebody, baby, I don't want the girls to, because I wasn't there, so girls, please do not get mad at me. But somebody definitely did call my phone last night, and they gave the very Miss thing. They said Miss Marco smelled like dog shit. That's what somebody told me.
I could imagine.
Baby, I'm gagging, honey. Everybody, I want the girls to call Ed. I want the girls to get me to eat, Miss Thing. I need the full beat on this ball, Miss Thing. I need everything, honey. I told the girls, honey, wait. Oh. Baby, their category were sponsored. But they didn't give out no money, so where did all the money go to for all of these sponsored categories? Because I heard it was only given out, only $250 was given out. So where did all the money go to that was sponsored by people? Please, I'm getting a whole lot of IMs. Yes, well, he was the only person that got $250. Where was all the rest of the money? Oh, somebody just hit me up and said she left with the money and stopped answering her phone. Oh, that is a mess. And I hear that she's supposed to be giving a ball for the girls. They got their tens on Friday, and they can vote for $1,000 on Friday. But only the girls that got their tens get in for free, honey. Mm-mm. I'm mad, honey. But I know, baby. But I know Naya. I know Naya got her coin. She was definitely flown in and paid to come to the ball. Jack got his coins. Jay got his coins. The venue was $2,500, I hear. So, you know, I guess the people that got paid, but then the other girls didn't get paid. Like, what the fuck? Honey, I can't wait for Ballroom Throwback, and they had over $3,000 in grand prizes given out. I mean, in cash prizes, but they only gave away $250. And it was only 100 people, they were telling me. It's a mess. I want y'all girls to be ever. I want everybody that be sending me messages on Facebook, y'all need to stand up and y'all need to just come on the radio and y'all need to just talk, honey, and voice your opinion, honey. It's a mess, honey. Mm-mm.
Don't be scared.
The girls are definitely scared, honey. Bitch, don't be scared, honey. Oh, wait. Hold on. I don't see his number. I don't see his number. They said RR's in queue. I don't see RR's number. It's not up on my board. R-R, press 1, because I don't see it. It's not there. If you see it on your end, play R-R's intro and bring him on, honey. Baby, because I don't see it. Hold on. 716-204, you're live on the air.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I was calling because I wanted to talk about the Rochester Ball.
Oh, yes. What's the eat?
Well, the beat is the grand prize was Legendary Femme Queen Performance for 500.
Yes.
And nobody walked.
Nobody walked?
Nobody walked. It was rumors being thrown like chops saying that Christina Tsunami was supposed to be in the building, Sanaya was supposed to be in the building. I never heard a rumor that she was going to be in the building, Kelly.
Well, I was going to try to make a pop up this weekend up there, but when I was trying to find out what was the grand prizes, nobody got
Kelly,
that.
Kelly, under what house, Kelly? What house?
What is that?
What house were you going to pop up under?
I was just going to pop up. I was just gonna pop up in the building. And, you know, and things, but nobody called me back about the grand prize. And I heard that it was supposed to be Legendary Film Queen Performance. And I was going to pop up, and I was going to grace Rochester with my presence, and I was going to bring Rochester a surprise. But nobody never hit me back and told me what it was. So I just paid it.
I mean, my whole thing is, you know, the venue was a good, you know, it was a nice pick. You know, I just think it was just a poor, you know, advertisement. They didn't really get out there, you know what I'm saying? They didn't push to the people they needed to push to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was people in the building, I'd say it was a good 75, maybe 80 people. And my whole thing is, like, Sheldon commentated. And he knew nobody. Like, he couldn't call anybody out. He just commentating.
Hold on, caller. R.R. is now here with us. Hold on.
All right, Miss Nate.
You want to talk about today? He's the shadiest butch queen in ballroom history.
Welcome to the show,
Hey, Kelly Kell, what's going on? What's going on, Rodney? Who else is on?
It's just me.
Hello,
in London.
Uh-oh.
Hey, London, how's everybody doing?
Fine, and yourself?
I'm doing good. What was the tea with Miss, I have to get this out, Miss Temperance and Prime is DD?
Oh, we're gonna get to that. Let the caller finish talking about Rochester first. But go ahead, caller. We're gonna get to that. All
right.
Yeah. So my whole thing is, you know, Selvin, he was on the mic or whatever. He's commentating, and you know, Kevin was also on the mic. Kevin, he knows a few people from Western New York, so he can call a few names out. You know what I mean? But Selvin knew nobody, and it was crazy how he was just commentating. He's going off, and nobody was coming out for Tins or you know for just for LSS or anything. So it was crazy. But on top of that, the ball itself, it was a nice venue, it was a nice pick. The number of people, it was maybe one of the lowest numbers in a Western New York ball I've been to for it to be such a big quote-unquote thing to be coming up in Rochester because Selvin was there for the first time. So, you know, as far as everything else, I heard Barbara Dobex didn't have a good time at all. He said that it was late. I asked him, was it the latest ball he's ever been to? He said no, but he said that it was still a late function. He didn't see it. So it's just crazy, you know?
Well, from what I see, from what I see from the pictures, the only person that looked like, you know, that they was giving me something or, you know, even giving a look, honey, was definitely my sister Kiki 007, honey. She was definitely giving,
shout
you know.
Shout out to Kiki. Shout out to Kiki. She was beautiful.
Yes, Kiki was definitely in the building with her polka dot dress on, and she was definitely giving me what I needed, Miss Day. Everybody else from the pictures was giving me very wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. I was gagging.
Yeah, it was a gagger.
But you never know, honey. You know, maybe the next time, you know, it'll get better. And, you know, when people, you know, start coming out more often up there.
Hopefully we'll see you at the next one at Rochester, Miss Thing, because you know you are the Miss Thing of everything.
Well, you never know, honey. Maybe if the girls get back to me in time, I would have made it to Rochester, and I was definitely trying to come to Rochester. We were trying to figure out what the category was calling for, and me and Naomi was definitely going to come and break the building down, but nobody never got back to me, so that's why we never made it.
Me too.
But I want to thank you for definitely calling in. Okay, are you there?
Wait, quickly go back. To go back to Marco's wall really quickly, someone said she left with that money to pay her rent and can't get the
Wait, run that back.
Marco, she had a, I mean, he had a ball and and he only paid $200, was it?
Oh, somebody just hit me up and said Marco does not pay rent. Marco lives with her aunt, with his aunt.
Oh, shit.
Yes. But, yes, it was definitely a lot going on, honey, and I hear it's over, I hear it's over Temperance winning over Didi at the mini ball that happened a couple of weeks ago, and I hear that it's supposed to be hot. You know, Labor Day weekend, and I hear that Didi has called Tempers out to battle, and then I also heard that someone has called me out to hit the back of the floor, and they also want to see me Labor Day weekend. But, you know, it's only what I heard Didi and Tempers say, they would definitely see each other Labor Day weekend. But the person that I heard that wanted me, they need to come and announce and let me know that they want me.
Cool. Well, from my understanding, Harold called Didi and asked her to come on the A-List show. And when she got on the show, it was a blatant, like, disrespect. So, and Temperance, she's lovely and everything, but it was a mini ball. And it just seems to be controversial when it comes to these mini balls and Temperance.
You know what? I think it was. I'm going to take a line. I'm going to take a line from the girls, from the other girls, since they took a line from me tonight. I think Didi was being punked.
You think so?
Yeah, I think when Didi walked and Tempers won over her, I think Didi was being punked. It was the cameras were supposed to come out and tell her she was being punked.
Oh, but you don't think Tempers really deserved it, right?
Well, I didn't say that. I just used the punk line, you know. Oh, my God. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 973-371. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello, Kelly. Hi, London. This is Bebe.
Hey, Bebe.
How's everybody doing? How are you?
We're doing great. And yourself?
What's going on with you?
I'm doing well. I had a blessed day, work and school and everything. But I just want to say this. Temperance is my gay mother. She was my first mother. I was her first child. And Didi's been my sister since the beginning with her and Coco. And Didi has, we have stayed together. And we wrote a dot with each other and all that. Both of them are beautiful women. And Temperance can want a day of Didi. Didi can want a day of Temperance. They both are lovely, lovely people. So I don't think that anybody, especially you are, in my opinion, Temperance was once the overall mother of your house. So there's no reason that, in my opinion, that you should be like, she don't want a day of anybody else, or like she would be pumped to battle Didi. It's not a a chuckle or laugh there. Tempest is a bad bitch. Dee Dee is a bad bitch. They're worthy of a battle. I just think coming from you as an icon, they both have been and are mothers of your house. They both are worthy to stand next to each other. So I don't think that's a chuckle. I don't think that's a kiki either.
Let me clarify what I said to you, because I don't want any discrepancies in my dialogue. I said that I can't understand why they're making such a big thing out of a mini ball, because these are major beauties. You know, if it was a major ball, I could see people going up and stuff like that. But, you know, every girl has their Tempest is lovely. I would never take that from her. And Dee Dee is lovely.
Dee Dee is equally as lovely. They're both equally lovely. They both can stand next to each other. I mean, that's a great battle, whether it was a mini ball or not. And Kelly, you can attest to this, too, because when you won in Atlanta over Shay Shay, they were saying, oh, it was a mini ball. And your defense was, bitch, a ball is a ball. It's the same judges on every panel.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, you know, I know exactly what you're saying.
All I'm saying is be fair across the board. And not forget, Tiffany Chanel also won that night with Temperance as well. Tiffany's a lovely bitch, too. So, I mean, everybody deserves their platform to do what they need to do. But I was just saying, coming from URR, as the founder of the house, and both of them having been overall mothers of the house, I can understand that Dee Dee is a mother now, so now it's like, you know, that slight shade. I get that. But I'm just calling it as a child of Temperance's and a brother of Dee Dee's, that they both can stand next to each other and mean it. Like, you know what I mean? If they throw shade, it's kiki shade because they are sisters. And, you know, let them deal with what they got to deal with and see each other Labor Day weekend. That's going to be a hot battle. It's going to be over.
I agree with you, but you're saying this to say what? That's what I'm trying to understand. Because I'm not
I thought I laid it out on the table, but I thought that as
hold on,
as
baby, hold on, baby, hold on, baby. We got our co-host here. We got hold on, baby. Don't go no place. Hold on.
Okay.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney.
Right.
Rodney.
That's a long ass intro. That intro was long boots. Hi, Rodney.
Hello, Rodney.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Hi, Rodney. Let me get back to this thing really quick. Out of the four people that were on the phone, Kelly and London understood what I meant. So what did you get confused with?
There's no shade in my voice.
You've known me for a long time. If I was attempting to be shady, you would be very well aware of it, as I will be aware of you trying to be shady to me.
And in regards to what I heard, and I was just saying, what is the shade? What is going on over a mini ball? That's what I said. Both of them are lovely. I watched both of them go up in the house of Chanel. I saw them both when they were for their transition. So at the end of the day, what you're saying to me, I'm not being shady to neither one of them. I'm not even paying it what's going on between them. My thing is that I'm trying to understand, why are you coming at me? Because I don't understand it.
I'm not coming at you. I didn't come on here with an aggressive tone towards you. What I came on here to say was, when you got on the phone, you came as if you were stirring a pot. That's what it perceived to me, which caused me to press one. When it came off to me, and maybe other listeners can agree or disagree, but my feeling was, when you came on the radio show, you were saying, like what is Tempest giving? Like, why would she be throwing shade towards Dee Dee? And then, let me finish. Kelly said, oh, it was a punk moment. And then you said, oh, well, she didn't deserve to win over her. If it was non-judges and Tempest won, Tempest is a lovely bitch. She can win a ball. She can win over Dee Dee. Dee Dee can win over her. They can win over each other. They're both equally lovely. I just felt some kind of way. Not a negative kind of way, as you've been the founder of that house, and they both have been mothers of your house, I didn't think it was worthy of the shade. I'm sorry? Are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I mean, did you understand what I said then?
I said one thing, and you came up here on the defense of what?
I can't explain it any further than I think I did. But if you need to contact me outside of this so we can discuss it further, if you would like, that'll be perfectly fine. But I wasn't coming here trying to be combative or be confrontational with your opinion. I just said, as a member, and I was a member in the House of... I was a member in the House of Chanel before Tempers became a femme queen, and when Dee Dee was just transitioning to a femme queen, so I was there for the start of all of that. So I'm not saying that anything negative towards you. I was just saying as a founder of the house, I think, and this was just my opinion, and it don't mean that you have to feel this way. I just thought it was in poor judgment to have an opinion about it in public. That's what I thought, in my opinion. I can be wrong. You may feel differently, and that's fine. But I just felt the need to say that. As Tempers being my mother and Dee Dee being my sister, I felt the need to have an opinion, and that was my opinion.
Why?
What did
okay.
I have? Can you tell
okay,
me
okay, so everyone got an opinion. I just got some tea that they said that, you know, Tempers and Dee Dee would not be battling at the Mizrahi Ball because it's not for cash.
Well, let me clarify this right now. That's between Tempers and Dee Dee. If both of them girls decide to hit the runway at any ball, when they decide to, that's the ball where they're going to make it hot. And they will still be
right.
sisters before the runway, and they will be sisters after the runway because they
right.
are sisters in the name of love.
I agree with
and
that.
And they are the two bad black bitches in the game. So at the
I
end
agree.
Of the day, kudos to both of them.
I agree. Kelly, you can put me back on hold, please, if you don't mind.
Okay. Rodney.
What's going on?
What's tea, honey? I need your recap of your weekend.
Well, it was my birthday weekend, so I was, you know, trying to make sure I had some fun and travel like I normally do. I went to St. Louis. I actually went to St. Louis to support my house member, J.D. Prodigy. Also collaborated with Gia Garcon and Brett Kahn, what they call him, Logic Kahn. It was a free ball hosted by the organization out there. I can't remember the name of the organization. I apologize for that. But it was a free ball. They had free tables for all the houses that were in attendance as well. It was okay. The venue was extreme. I will say this. The venue was extremely hot. Let's say if it was 95 degrees outside, it was 105 inside. So that was one of the you know, negatives as far as the ball. But as far as everything else, you know, I had fun. Miko Khan was commentating. Then she was doing a bang up job. Let's see. Shout out to Tracy Prodigy and myself. We won the open to all runway. It was $500. So each group had to bring it. The name of the ball was called Under Construction. So everything was like every category was based on, you know, the theme of the ball, and the categories was created like that as such. So All American, we had to bring it like a crossing guard, and then the Europeans had to bring it as a just taking everything from a stop sign or a working light, a signal light, and create your own look for that. So that
Hello.
Was fun.
All right.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Chaos Mizrahi for winning the Open to All performance for $1,000. It was Clips, Ebony, and Chaos. They were actually the final battle. So shouts out to Clips as well. Clips won the twist. Chaos won the Vogue Femme. Opie won the Old Way. And Mimi won Female Figure Performance. So those were the last four. So y'all had the battle, and Chaos won the $1,000.
I know, that's right. Big shout out to Chaos. He is definitely one of his coins from state to state, honey.
Miss Kelly.
Yes.
Somebody wants to say hello to you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm doing awesome.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
The often imitated, never duplicated, the icon, Shay Shay Chanel International.
What's going on, my love?
What's up, honey?
Lovely, but it's not just Kelly on the line, sweetie.
Hey, London, and Rodney, and, you know, hey, Jasmine.
So what's going on, Shay Shay?
Nothing. I just called in because it's just, this is open space, so I just feel like I should call in. But I was listening to the beginning of the show. I want you to repeat what you said earlier, Kelly, about something that happened, or how did you say?
Well, I heard somebody was telling me last night that Temptress and Dee Dee was going to battle. Dee Dee called Shay Shay out. I mean, called Temptress out, and somebody said somebody called me out. And I said, well, I never seen it on Facebook, or I never heard it announced. So if they wanted me, they have to let me know so I can, you know, get myself prepared because, you know, I really wasn't coming to the ball.
So you
know, Kelly. Hold on a second, Shay Shay. You have to say somebody, Kelly. We're gonna keep it 100 tonight. Yesterday, after that fiasco of a whole house call outside, the cousin, the icon herself, stated that she was told to say it, so she said it. That Temptress, that Dee Dee said she wanted to see Temptress, so Temptress wins over her at the mini balls. So I thought about you when she said that. And then also she said Shay Shay wants to see Kelly as well, bring it to a major ball. That's what Sanaya said last night.
Well, is that true?
Yeah. Well, I never said that, but at the end of the day, do I feel like I need to see Kelly? I don't need to see her. I owe her one at a major fund. I don't go on Facebook and, you know, do a third party. I just tell you to your face.
Okay. Well, September 1st, I guess it is what it is, September 1st. May the best woman win.
Definitely, definitely. I see your reign has been really cute this year, so I feel like why not let's play for real on real terms.
Well, you know, I'm definitely going to make it my business to come to Atlanta now.
Okay, well, that sounds perfectly good. I think it'll be great.
It definitely will. And like I tell anybody, if I was to walk the category, the only two people that I will want to see that I think that they don't see me for the category would be you and Rose.
Oh.
Wait, but do you guys only battle in Atlanta?
Why is that, London? You want us to come to London to battle?
No, I'm just saying, like, you guys have only battled in Atlanta only, right?
Well, the girls don't come to New York.
Actually, I was Big Girl Face of the Year consecutively 2 years straight, Big Girl Sex Siren 2 years straight. We've never walked against each other, Kelly, at a major function for Face, ever. So
well, September 1st, I guess that's going to be the day.
All right, because we've never met at the back of the runway for Face, Kelly, remember?
We never, only for realness.
So, right, and technically, the first time that we walked, we were both Butch Queens ready at the YMCA at the North versus South Ball.
Yes.
Right. So we've never battled for Face until the mini ball, and that landed Andre's mini ball.
Well, so, September 1st, I guess that's what it is.
That sounds like a date for me, too. I think that'll be great. And as far as Rose, I can't speak for her at all, but I'm just speaking for myself. I guess I'll see you then.
Okay, then. Well, y'all heard it here live on the radio station.
I'll just take the lightweight.
I don't think it's gonna be that light. It's not gonna be that easy, you know.
I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's whatever
you know,
you want to make.
It's not gonna be that easy, you know. I got a lot of distinguished, you know, heavy hitters underneath my belt, you know. So I guess that night I'm going to have to add another one to my belt. My belt's getting really heavy this year.
It's going to be like
a big night. Is this going to be like unpainted face, painted face? Like, what am I getting from there?
Queens are women from London. They are allowed to paint. They're enhancing your beauty, not covering up shit.
Right. Well, that was all I said. So, Kelly, I'll see you September 1st, honey.
Okay, I'll see you September 1st.
Talk to you later, London, Rodney. I love you guys.
All right, love you too.
Love you. Have a nice night.
Rodney, you said that fiasco of a ball, Rodney. Oh, baby, I told everybody not to go. When are the girls going to start listening to Mother?
Chicago is like my annual birthday weekend, you know, for myself and Marcus. We go and, you know, we drink and, you know, just have fun with our friends and family and stuff like that. But actually, it was not working out for me as such. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it one more chance. So Friday, I went online and saw a flight to St. Louis. So I said, okay, well, I'll go check the ball out. So I said, well, let me look on this flyer and see, you know, what's on there that I maybe can participate in. So I saw Open to All Realness was $250, and I saw Open to All Runway was $500. So I prepared myself accordingly, and I got to the ball, and I won both of them.
Oh, I know that's right.
So then that means I said, well, let me go ahead and go to Chicago to, you know, make sure I'm there to support Marco anyway at any rate, because I always, you know, support Marco. Sometimes I'll say some things, or when you hear people, I always say, oh, it's a setup, microphone's missing, this happened, but, you know, you give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but it just was in the air for some reason. Like, even when somebody put it on the mic, she was like, now you guys know, this was a fucking setup. I mean, everybody was already thinking anyway. As soon as you started fighting, a little scuffle in the back, everybody was like, oh, shit, here we go. All over, I'm sure. We out of here. And, you know, Jack tried to say, you know, give me the mic back. Let's go. Everybody line up. Let's get on with the ball or whatever the case may be. But it was 2 o'clock as well, so that was like a double whammy.
Well, they said the ball was supposed to start at 9, and then it started to 12.
Right. I mean, you can't start bowling. No one's there.
So, baby, that's a mess. And then out of $3,000, he only gave away $250?
Yep.
I just don't understand that. That's a mess. And everybody keeps continuing to go and could go and go and go and go. And I don't know if Marco's out there and you're listening, Marco. But Marco, after having this, Marco, that you called a ball this weekend, I think you just need to give it up and not even try to have the rags to riches, because nobody's gonna want to come out. And then plus the goddess.
No, I think it's all gonna die out, and the girls will be at the rags to riches.
No, I think he needs to just give it up and not even try to have the rags to riches this year. And, you know, and just, you know, call it a loss and not try to have it, because the goddess has obtained all of 5 of the ballroom commentators for her ball. So, Marco, I just use this as a wrap. Nobody's not coming. You fucked it up. Even if they was coming, they're not coming now. Mm-mm-mm. So, Rodney, what do you think about all the stuff that happened in Atlanta this weekend?
I literally didn't get the gist of it. I was tuning in when I was just getting in the house, and I heard you say something about Vito chopping Shannon.
Yeah, Vito chopped Shannon because she said it wasn't a category up there that classified her as her being a new woman, since now she has her sex change. And so she just brought the category the way she thought she should bring the category. And so Vito chopped her.
So out of all the new women in Atlanta that still come out and walk film queen categories, and Shannon being the intelligent girl that she is, she didn't consult with the Tragonese and the other girls on how do they prepare themselves for the ball once they became new women or anything of that nature, and she just felt the need that she was going to be grandeur and just come out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Vito.
Oh, shit. And so now I hear that the Atlanta Alliance have started the ban list on banning people from balls. And so the council is supposed to reconvene and discuss if, you know, I heard if you argue or delay a ball that they're going to be banning people from the ball. So I hear that they're supposed to be sitting down and discussing if they're going to ban Vito from coming to balls.
Ban Vito because he chopped someone?
Yes. Because it was a little altercation, the argument, and I think one of the rules is if you stop the flow of ballroom and stuff and, you know, hold up the ball, that you could be banned for that also. Yes, I did.
So if a competitor, if a judge is judging and they chop you, which they're entitled to do if they figure that you didn't bring it right or whatever, and a contestant is persistent on staying there, the contestant is actually delaying the ball, not the judge, because the judge already chopped. You move the fuck on with the ball. So how can you fault the judge because, you know, they feel like they've been threatened now because you want to stay up there in my face, and you want to keep talking. I'll explain it to you later. I'll explain it to you after the ball. I'm not going to overturn my chop. Let's keep it moving. So how am I delaying the ball? I'm not understanding. Atlanta, someone help me.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to see when they reconvene, for they meet in next month on what is the status, what they're going to do with Vito. But from my outtake of me looking at the video just now, it looked like Shannon was the one that was causing the problem.
Exactly. It's the contestants that's trying to threaten or, you know, make the judges overturn their charge, which is, you know, we have certain judges that just are stern in this set. And if I didn't see it, I'm not going to see it. You're not going to make me see it. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. I'll tell you later, or I'll pull you to the side during a break or during an intermission, or, you know, so during a tens for a vote film or something like that, and I'll explain it to you. But keep the ball going. Don't blame me, because if you ask me, then I'm going to tell you. And then you might think that I'm being disrespectful to you, so then you're going to approach it in a derogatory manner. And here we go. Dan, fight. You're knocked out. It's very simple.
So, what do you think about the situation?
Well, personally, I just think that when stuff goes down like that, people need to just start banning. Because when do you start to say enough is enough?
Yeah, because it's
all right, but
go ahead, London.
Shannon did look kind of threatening. She did look threatening.
Threatening which way, London?
Like she was going to knock over a table or something like that.
But we all know what Shannon did. Shannon is the type of person that, you know, she's lovely. And if she came out to play with the girls and somebody tried her, she just felt, I think it was more of an embarrassment than anything.
So if you can chop someone off and they take it and they move on, you should be able to take one as well.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, baby. I don't know where ballroom. I really don't know where ballroom is going anymore.
Well, I understand a band list. I understand circumstances, but a band list for arguing, a band list for talking back, a band list for this. Man, they going motherfucking crazy with this fucking band list.
Tell you something, Rodney. Tell me if this is not true. When Magic was good, we didn't have these problems.
This is true.
Because I think now to spend coins.
That's what I think it is too. The girls is getting highly upset when they have to come out here and shit is not working hard and bitches out here selling ass and selling you know what they be selling, that other stuff they be selling, and they gotta spend these money on these gowns and these things and stuff. Girls is getting really upset when they get in chopped, but it ain't easy to go out there and get the stuff like back in the days. And you really didn't give a fuck if they chopped you, because you really didn't spend nothing but $30 to get into a ball.
Right. You ain't spending nothing, and you're going to make $1,000, or you're going to make $500. So it's like, what the fuck?
Who is this?
So these promoters, we do these bands are having these big ass.
Oh, you got to do it. I'm about to call you right now. Okay,
right.
Hold on. I had to get my girlfriend on the line, honey. Hold on, honey. Can you switchboard? Can you get RR back on the line? His call dropped. We need to get him back on the line. His call dropped, honey.
And Kelly.
Yes?
I would like to say, as far as the Herrera Grand March, Faith, Maya, Victoria, thank you guys for being appropriately dressed for a house ball Grand March. I mean, it wasn't a color scheme. It wasn't a whatever it was, but it was very random. Shasha did say they didn't have a practice or have anything.
Oh, wait, hold on, Rodney.
Okay.
I didn't know that it was going to ring. Hold on.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself. She's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Alexis.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Rodney. Hello, London. Hello, Aura. Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Yes,
hello,
Kelly.
Alexis.
I'm going to get back to this Grand March, Alexis, real fast. Okay. So, those three people, like I said, Maya, Faith, and Victoria, you guys really look good. For Grand March, we'll say that. Lameek, you look good too, bro. You did. You look nice. Look very good. That was one watch.
Somebody just inboxed me on Facebook and said, didn't Maya have that dress on for her birthday?
I don't know. I was dark in the club. I don't know what she had on for her birthday, but she still looked nice.
The girl is a mess.
And the girls came out for LSS and Vogue, and then came back for Grand March and having the same thing in Vogue again. So, hey.
Wait.
No, you wait, damn it. The House of Herrera came out for LSS.
I was about to say the same thing. They came out for LSS.
And then Sonorana came back for Grand March with this. What are you?
Okay. Yeah, Jack called, you know, he said the return of Shasha the Destroyer, so she came out, you know, she did her, you know, signature routine, you know, was everywhere, you know, but the crowd was going wild, you know, they was being entertained at the time, so they really went up, but then when she came out for Grand March, you know, it was the same thing, but just more excitement, more, you know, performance.
I'm gagging.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Hold on. They called him out for Grand March for LSS. Then they turned around and came back for Star Fitness and Legend. I mean, for Grand March.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay.
Was Buddha there? Was overall Father Buddha Herrera there?
No,
Buddha
he would not.
Buddha went back to Balenciaga.
Oh, okay. What the hell?
Was Britney there?
No, she was not.
Oh, shit.
Maybe they already knew about the scandal.
Right.
What scandal?
That the ball wasn't going to finish and it was going to be a knock on that door for the Herreras as far as, like, you know, disgrace or whatever. That's what you're talking about, London? I mean, Alexis.
Well, I don't, you know.
Yeah. They didn't want to partake in that activity.
Like I told the girls, I do apologize because I called myself taking a cat nap and it ended up being 3 hours. But anyway, I'm here. I don't know. Like I told the girls in the group, I don't go to the Midwest anymore. The girls have ruined Chicago for me. So I don't even go to Chicago unless my sister's having a ball. That's the only way I'm going to Chicago. But from a good, reliable source, everything was staged. Really, I don't understand after paying for people's flights to come to Chicago and playing for other miscellaneous things. Why would you want to end your ball? Yeah, it would beat the hell out of me.
Somebody just hit me up and said, tell Alexis to stop lying. She wasn't taking a cat nap. She was laid up with the trade with all of that in her throat.
No, trust me. If I was laid up with the trade, I don't mind saying it. The boy, whoever he is, from what I heard, the boy is a little piece of A talk around whatever. And it was staged. He was paid X amount of dollars, or $300, And they said the boy never has any money. So all of a sudden he has a cute little coin this particular night. So they don't, he didn't even come to balls. And all of a sudden he was at this particular ball.
Yeah, so, I heard it was two boys that nobody never knew, never seen at balls or anything, and they came to a ball and had a fight. How ironic is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never seen him before. I just sat down to the piano like, okay, it's about to be over. I said, the girls were right. I mean, because, you know.
This is what I don't understand. The ball was supposed to be over at what time? 1? From what
at
I'm
two.
Understanding?
2 o'clock.
At 2? And LSS didn't start till what, 1:30?
The ball didn't start to everything didn't start to 12.
Okay, this is my thing. This is no shade to just Marco, but to promoters, period. If you have a venue that you have to be out at a certain time, regardless of who is in, because even when LSS started, it looked like it was a lot of people there. But regardless of what time that the ball is, I mean, if you have to be out at a certain time and you know this, why don't you just start on time, regardless of who's in the building? If your commentators are not there, you need to dock their ass. If your crowd is not there, oh, well, Chanel. People would have to start learning that, oh, bitches, ball, they have to be out at a certain time. And then the shade is, if you hear it, that this person has to be out the ball at a certain time, why not be on time?
Well, I figured that he was probably waiting on Jack and Jay to get there and Sanaya. But once they all got there, we still were doing, like, you know, ball.
Well, what did Sanaya have to do with the ball starting?
Sanaya was the head judge of the evening.
Oh, that's why he paid
her
to get
her.
Yes.
That's why Sanaya was at the ball, because he paid her to come to the ball and flew her in.
I mean, we know that, Kelly. I just didn't want to repeat it.
Oh, well, I mean, it is what it is.
I knew that you could hear everybody. That's no secret. I guess it's my birthday weekend, so I'm deciding that. If you got a question for me, if you want me to answer it, I'm going to answer it.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Well, baby, y'all heard it here live, baby. If y'all
I'm
got
here.
Any...
I'm here, Kelly. I'm here.
Okay.
I got 3 phones, but the other one died. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Rodney said if y'all got any questions, this is birthday weekend, and he's going to keep it real. So if y'all got any motherfucking questions, y'all better feel free to definitely press 1 and get y'all motherfucking questions. Motherfucking answer.
So, first of all,
this is how I feel about the situation. First of all, even if me and Marco was girlfriends like that, and I was gonna go to the ball, I still wouldn't have went to the ball anyway, because how do you have a house ball and months before the ball there's no flyers out? None of your house kids are walking anybody's ball. You're not attending anybody's ball or anything. How does that work? It never went that way. When you having a house ball is something that you prepare months and months in advance, and you see the kids is out that's in that house. They're out at balls, and they partaking in people's balls, and they advertising, and they add different people's balls. The Herreras wasn't really out at anybody's ball but Brittany and Faith.
I can agree.
I'm mad, honey. But I heard the clubs. I heard the clubs was definitely packed. The girls definitely came out to the clubs.
After the ball, I went to the club. It was good seeing Berlin and Raven and Corey and, you know, everybody was up in there. Monica. I want to say, Ayana, you look very, very nice at the ball. You look really good.
I heard from Miss Ayana. She's always awesome.
Balenciaga. Argo? Yeah. Well, I definitely want to give a big shout out to my sister Alexis, to Tony Milan, Eric Milan, Tasha Milan, Buka Milan, Ferrari Beckham, Naima, Mother Nadine Milan, Iman, Milan, honey, my cunt cousin, my all five of my cunt cousins, Miss Thing, the legendary Aisha Prodigy, and her husband and sister, for definitely coming out to my fabulous little small intimate cookout that we had yesterday, and we definitely did enjoy ourselves and definitely did have a great time. So I definitely do want to shout all of y'all out, and my son Rock 007, I definitely want to shout y'all out for definitely coming out to the cookout.
You forgot about TJ, Kelly.
Oh, and TJ too. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about TJ. You know, he skirted off so fast.
Yes.
Hey, sweetie, how you doing? Rodney, I didn't know you was a Cancer.
Yes.
No wonder. It all comes together now. Happy birthday. My birthday weekend, too. Thursday's mine.
Thank you.
Yes. Are you in New York?
Guys? I was literally just getting back home, and then I tried to prepare my work clothes for in the morning. You know, I got work at 7 a.m., so I said, well, let me get some of the show in. Before I take it down.
Anybody hit me up gonna be at your ball? I mean, I'm gonna be at your party.
Probably like four of them.
Oh.
Somebody hit me up and said if the ball was on Saturday, it probably would have had a better turnout.
Why you saying like that, Alexis?
I'm just making sure.
You think I'm gonna have all of them there?
I mean,
some
no,
of them have to
stay
home and make coins.
Okay.
Oh, you sound so energized today. Sometimes, some week you sound just really humdrum, but this week you sound very energized. You know, like really smiling.
I had a really good weekend. Good weekend, and I'm getting in birthday mode. You know, and you know, I'm just in a good place today. It's a good day.
Okay, what's your actual date of your birthday?
July 5th.
Okay. Thursday.
Yeah. Right.
So wait.
I wish you was in New York, Rodney, because I would invite you and let you get knocked down. I would definitely make sure the bar was open for you, and I'd let you pick your choice and let you get a room in a hotel next door.
Ooh.
Is that what? Well, where's the party at? I'm come through.
Well, I would have been able to send you your invite. I was trying to get to you, girl, but you know what? You're so private in everything that you do, and I would love to have you there. It's going to be at the rooftop terrace at the Sheraton Hotel downtown Brooklyn on Duffield.
Oh, I'm in the building. Honey.
I work a double on Thursday, so I won't be able to make it on Thursday.
Well, it's Sunday. It's Sunday.
The slot is like the 8th Sunday. Sunday the 8th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll send you something, Rodney, because I got you on my page.
Okay.
I'm coming through, honey. As soon as I leave from Atlantic City, honey, I'm coming through, honey. The ball is over 8 o'clock in Atlantic City, honey, and I'll be on my way back to New York.
You won't make it because it's from 7 to 1 a.m.
Why not? It's only 2 hours away from Atlantic City, honey. The ball is over at 8. I get on my bus at 8:15. I'll be back in the city by 10:30.
The ball in Atlantic City is on Sunday as well?
Yes, the ball in Atlantic City. The ball in Atlantic City is it's from 2 to 8.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Oh, we should make it back, R.
I'll be back. Oh,
well,
baby, trust me. I'll be back,
honey.
Are you going
to be in New York, Rodney? Because I would love to have you show up.
I have to check and get permission first. And, yeah, I'll.
You know, be real cute.
You
got
to get permission.
So I'm introducing my new production company.
Alexis.
Yes, Uncle.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm really
happy. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, Kelly. Rodney, did you listen to Milan's show?
I listened to a freaking over there. My signal had dropped, so I had to get off.
What happened with Didi and Tempers?
I didn't get it. Everybody was in my phone, like, what happened? Because I heard they had words, but I didn't get the gist of what was going on.
Okay, I'm not
Didi. I thought the girls gave up on ballroom, so I didn't think it was going to be another show. But what happened?
I want to know, like,
would this be something that everybody wants to see? Because it seems like to be the talk of the town right now.
You know, Harold,
because Harold is the one that called Dee Dee, so I want to know who made it hot from the beginning to even think about calling her.
No, Harold was standing outside with us when Sanaya said that Temp Dee told her to say that on the show.
He told her to say that?
She said, sis, you told me to put this out there, so I'm going to do it for you. That's what Sanaya said out of her mouth.
Okay, then she wouldn't be lying about it.
I love
those two sisters, honey. You know, I love it when Dee Dee and Tempest hits the runway because they give you a show, baby. They give you a show. And I don't want anybody to think that I don't have any love for Tempest because I got as much love for Tempest as I got for Dee Dee. But you got to also remember. But Dee Dee, Tempest said also she wanted to see Stasha.
Yes.
You want to see Dee Dee? Oh, my God, I got it backwards. So now you want to see Stasha. Works. She got some unfinished business. That's the tea I just got.
You said Sanaya said she want to see Stasha?
Yes.
From definition, you made that up.
Hold on. We have a call. 240-581. You're live on the air.
You forgot to shout out RJ. He was there, too.
Oh, baby, you know, my son is always in the building, honey. He goes where mother goes.
I was about to say RJ.
Yeah,
RJ, I forgot. RJ was, honey, he was out there playing around, too.
My son, RJ, was definitely up in the building.
Yes, I love him.
Hey, Rodney. Happy birthday, Rodney.
Thank you, Naima. What's going on?
So, since you're in full effect and you're being honest, so how old are you?
No, I say about the ball.
You know what? Well, Rodney, since you're being honest, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm listening.
What type of boys do you like?
Oh. Again, I'm talking about the balls.
What kind of boys do you like in the balls?
My uncle is happily married, so y'all will not incriminate him on the show.
Okay, I'm attracted to as far as, you know, masculine looking, masculine sounding, school pretty, choice.
I love that. That's a good answer. Kelly, what kind of boys do you like?
I don't like boys.
Hold on, wait. You're not going to tell that lie.
Nah. I don't like boys. I like men.
Oh, okay, girl, because you done had a few up in that hole of yours.
Oh, Alexis, Alexis.
In London, what kind of boys you like, London?
Oh, sweetie, I'm not gay, sweetie.
Rodney, somebody said, can you ask Rodney, can he just answer this one question? What do you think about the Empire, the epic House of Milan falling?
Wait. Go ahead, Rodney. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the House of Milan is not falling. Just like any other house, like Fred stated before, every house goes through it. It might be something different because it's the House of Milan. You really don't see people leaving or departing like that. But every house goes through it. Every house bounces back from it, and every house builds on it. That's what I'll say.
I like
that. Okay. From the icon herself, Auntie Michelo, a.k.a. Miss Toni Milan, she said the House of Milan, is, as Rodney said, is not going to fall. She said before she lets the House of Milan fall, the ballroom scene will pass away. So with that being said, like Rodney said, every house, like I told him at the cookout,
it's very rare that you hear about the House of Milan in anything. Now, what she did say is that when people that are leaving aren't doing anything, so they won't be missed. So take it how you want to.
Well, the word on the street is Smiles is supposed to be coming out as Father Khan.
Oh. That did come across my desk.
Well, the Khans are definitely doing big things, Sonny. I am definitely confident.
Confident?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it is. All right, because you know, I don't fuck with you too hard, girl, because you set me up at the last ball. Oh, you married, girl. I can't do it with you.
You can do it. I'm not married, girl. Please.
Oops, sorry.
Okay, you can do whatever you want. What do you feel?
No, girl. What?
Go ahead, Alexis. What do you feel?
No. I was going to say that we could go to D.C. together, but, you know, you...
We are going to D.C. together.
No, girl, I don't do third parties.
Baby, we're going to D.C. together.
Kelly, you got any callers?
Let me see, honey. Let me see, because I was writing a new status.
You always writing a status.
I want to know. I want my daughter to call in and give me her take on the ball, because they all came out as men. Well, as close as they could get
hold
to
on,
be.
Hold on. Got it. Thank you. Oh, Rodney.
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Lisa Prodigy. I live for her. Oh my God, I live for her. It's so old for her.
I love Lisa. She's having the ball.
Yes.
They haven't given you any commercial yet, Kelly?
No, I'm still waiting for I'm still waiting for Dante to get to me. You know, he's promoted other places. I don't know why he wouldn't promote on the number one radio station first.
They were talking about. Hold on, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I have overall Midwest mother of the House of Ebony, the legendary Tiana Milan, is in the building.
Oh, wow.
What's going on?
Yeah. No, girl, I didn't set you up, girl. Set you up would have just bought you straight on the line, girl.
What is your take on the ball, daughter? Give me your take.
Honestly,
before you give your take, before you give your take, sister, you see why I only come to Chicago for you and Toya?
No,
sir. But go ahead, sister.
It could have went better than that. The $2,000 could have been given out. If they would have not did the Grand House March, and plus the other money, the other $500 could have been given out if they really wanted to be given out.
Right, that was Bianca for Drag's transformation, right?
Right.
Oh, so you mad because you didn't get your coin?
Not at all.
My sister already
not
knew that was going to happen.
Not at all. Right, you know, certain things you're not supposed to be upset at. When they happen, you know, things like that happen all the time, all you can do is just say, ooh.
Well, I asked a couple of people outside the ball about how they feel about the ball, and they gave the theme of the ball and the grand prize category was able to coincide with each other. It was a shattered dream for any bitch that thought she was going to have $2,000. And they were clowned deliriously for the effects.
Wow.
And then she was pressed for time too.
We did get there early, Tiana. It was just the people that didn't come. The judges wasn't there. The participants wasn't there. Everybody
yeah,
still,
she right. I mean, if the ball really, like I said, if the ball really wanted to happen, it would have happened. That's all I could say.
But can I ask a question though? For everybody who's I'm not for everybody, but for the few people that is reading about the ball and stuff like that,
why do you, if y'all, if this person is supposed to be known for, I guess, doing shows, I mean, I don't know who Marco is, but I'm just saying.
No, I don't think it's Marco per se, but go ahead.
Okay, well, with that being said, then, I mean, if it's not him that's known for doing shows or that does shows, like, why do people set themselves up? Why do they keep going to these different people's events, I mean, if they have this reputation of doing stuff like this?
Like I said, I don't think he has a reputation of doing it because, from my understanding, the last ball that he has had was shut down was 2006. Now, I can only speak for myself. Once again, the Midwest as a whole.
Well, you can't just say that.
Tiana.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, give her opinion, Dora. You can give your rebuttal when she's done. She ain't elected.
Thank you. The Midwest, to me, in my opinion, has a bad reputation of having the ball shut down. Now, when I say that, what I mean is, whether it's the person, the promoter itself, having their ball shut down, whether it's one of the girls, the other girls, having their ball shut down.
Yeah, I
understand. That's what I'm saying. Because I have been, when I say things, listen to me, y'all, and Tiana, you know, if when I say things, trust me, there's a reason behind when I say things. I'm not saying that everybody has a ball that's shut down, but the girls in Chicago especially have been so vindictive to each other that, oh, she had my ball, it was said that she had my ball shut down, and I'm going to have her ball shut down. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or the girls don't have proper permits. I remember we came to a ball, I want to say that was a Scotta weekend, Tiana, and Kelly was sitting at the door with that Freddy Krueger sweater on. I will never forget it because I read the shit out of her.
No, that was the Midwest Awards Ball weekend.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Remember Kelly had on that sweater. I'm like, girl, why she got on that sweater looking like Freddy Krueger sitting to that door this day? And we had it. The ball had it. I don't even think LSS had started. Bitch, and the police was at the door. Somebody had to call the police.
LSS
so
did
it. Who did
it?
You know what? Let's not beat around the bush.
Well, okay, Marco.
LSS had just started. Wait, hold on, because I was at the door. LSS did start it, and you know the girl said that Miss Motherfucking Malone called and got the ball shut down.
Well, girl, I was trying to say that, girl, but you took it out of my mouth.
Okay, and it wasn't my fault, Miss Thing, that I had to hit it from the door with the coins, Miss Thing. They told me they locked the people at the door that collect the coins, so I hit it with the coins.
You sure did.
That's when Malone let his father do it.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Let who do it? Okay.
So on the East Coast, they always want to use the stipulation of oh, he's going to win because he's Rodney, or he's going to, that's Kelly. She's girlfriends with everybody on the panel. She's going to win. Oh, that's June. She's an icon. She's going to win. That's Andre. Everybody loves Andre. They're going to, but people in the Midwest, they don't care who you are. They're going to step out on the floor. They want to battle because they're trying to make themselves, you know, make them names and be out there. So they want to battle us. They want to see us over there. They have recognition. So when we do come out there, to have a voice in their community, in their scene, they accept us and accept what we say because we are there.
I mean, you know, it's just redundant, you know. After a while, it's, you know, the girls they want to just sit in these different forums and read and get on shows and read, and they going out there, they spending money. But I mean, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, did nobody hold your gun to your head and tell you, you know, force you to go anywhere or do anything or spend any money or do what you did to get out there or whatever? You did it. So,
Kelly. Can I answer your status online on the phone, please?
What?
Can I answer your status on the phone on the show, please?
I had Alexis.
Do you really want me to answer? Go ahead. Never mind. Go ahead.
Hold on. 313-808. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Naima. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
This is Eric.
What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Eric.
Good seeing you, sir.
You too as well, Rodney. I had to address what Alexis just said. I mean, I understand
okay.
where y'all are coming from, but
uh-huh.
I have to say one thing in regards to the Midwest. And there is some validity to what you said, Alexis, and
uh-huh.
that's just keeping it real. There's definitely some validity to what you said. But, however, the scenario is that there are other balls in the Midwest. Tiana's ball, Tiana and Ayana's ball, that's one ball. There are other balls in the Midwest that you guys don't have the opportunity, or rather you guys just choose not to come to because you don't know that person personally. But there are several other balls.
Right.
Including Goddess's ball, who have had successful functions.
You know, okay, Harry, let me say this. Harry, let me say, when I say Midwest, and y'all not, I'm speaking per se mainly of Chicago, right?
But Chicago is not just the Midwest. You got Oklahoma,
that's true,
and Larry.
That's true. And I have been to Kentucky, and they have had their function. But I have even been to, Tiana, what bar was that where you pull a chicken wing out your breast?
That was the Legends bar.
Okay, I went to that ball. We had a nice time. I mean, and they finished. But my theory is that it's just, I should say, certain people I'm just not going to, for one, certain people I'm not going to support. Two, because from the period of 2005 to about 2009, Eric, there were times where I would, make preparations to go to Chicago or even get to Chicago, and the girl, I would get phone calls, girl, don't waste your money, they're not going to finish, and I'd be like, girl, no, I'm coming, and just that, it doesn't finish. Somebody called the police, they didn't have their permits, this happened, that happened. So now, with that being said, Eric, even especially now, being that money is so hard to come by and it's not like it used to be for me, I refuse to, I will not, I won't be in the Midwest unless my sister or someone else, and you can't really say, and I have my own personal reasons for saying Tiana, but you never can say what's going to happen at a ball. You understand what I'm saying?
True.
Like,
we all know it's a chance,
and I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that from nobody. But me personally, if Tiana has a ball and her name is on it, I'll be there. Well,
because she has
that
reputation, Tiana and Ayana, Alexis, Larry, St. Louis in its whole. Those are all cities, even in Dayton or Columbus, Ohio. They have successful balls. It's just the balls that you choose. You already know that you must choose your balls carefully, and you have to understand that there's people who want to do the balls just for the money. There are other people who want to do the balls, and this is the one thing I have to say about Marcus Garcon. And even though I did not get along with him based on certain things initially, I respect him for his presence and what he wants to give back to ballroom. And so with those type of people, I don't mind supporting them. And I understand when they have possibly have an issue. You know, even with the permit things that you talked about, the ball police being called, the ball shut down, I know all that. I know exactly what you were talking about in regards to that particular ball being shut down. I know the scenario behind it as well. That's the vindictiveness of a minute little of the Midwest. But you choose to go to those balls because that's the famous thing to go to that you know. You know, you have to take a chance on other balls, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And when you say the Midwest, you can't just say Chicago, and that's what I was hearing from you, Alexis. That's why I pressed one,
right?
Because Chicago is not the Midwest. It's a city within the Midwest. So that's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you, Eric, for definitely calling in. And on another note, I forgot to announce earlier, honey, on the other note, honey, I see in a lot of these rooms that everybody is talking that the icon Andre Mizrahi has got a day in Atlanta, Georgia, June 30th. Is was announced by the mayor of of Atlanta, you know, that day.
Him and Stewart.
Andre and Stewart.
Okay, since you want to be so shady, my dear sister. So now I saw that on Facebook a question was posed, a $15,000 question.
Oh, my God, girl, please, girl. There is no $15,000 question, honey, okay?
Just don't cut me off.
The $15,000 question is, okay, the girls want to know, can you answer those questions that I put on Facebook?
Good. Well,
well,
really,
well, well,
well, well, well,
and I think you can only answer, I think, three of those questions.
Ms. Harris, keep it cute with
me. Yes, you can answer that one. You can answer the first one. I didn't put the last one up there. You can answer the first one. I'm missing the last name, honey. You can answer the first name. You can answer the last name. And you can answer the date of birth. But everything else you can't answer. My status that I have on Facebook, I want to know if somebody can get this 100% correctly. I want to know, do they know my first name, my middle name, my last name, my favorite food color, my birthday, my favorite color, my eye color, my natural hair color, my nickname that
I
used to get.
Natural eye color.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have y'all ever seen me with my natural eye? No.
Yes, yes.
Honey, oh, you have because you've been over here. Okay, girl, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, my best friend, that's a guy. My best friend, that's a femme queen. My favorite song and something that I can't live without and something I won't live with.
Something you can't live without?
Yes.
A butcher or a trans man?
Here you go.
Now you want a battle?
Yeah, honey. But you know, you can answer. You know, the girls that's listening to the show right now. They said, why did I stop you from answering the questions? So you can answer the questions online. They want you to answer the questions online, Alexis.
They want you to answer number one, Alexis.
I won't do that.
Baby, I'm the girl, bitch. Let me tell you one thing about me, bitch. The girls can know. Let me tell you. And I also want to say this to the girls out there that's listening. For all you girls that's in those chat rooms, man, saying that they don't have me in, and I took myself out, and y'all like to go on my Facebook and take my pictures and do all types of funny things with my pictures, bitch. I still get all the motherfucking tea, mistake. So for you girls, trust and believe. When y'all do those pictures, I get the pictures. I get every comment that every bitch make underneath it, bitch, and everything. So for you girls to think that y'all going to sit there and y'all going to read, oh, because Kelly's not in this room, I still get the tea. So watch what the fuck y'all say, bitch. I can say and put my whole government out there, but it ain't a damn bitch that's going to test me and motherfucking say it, because they know exactly what the fuck is going to happen. So Alexis can answer the questions the best way she knows how, because ain't a bitch going to motherfucking use it.
I want to do that to you.
Bitch, I don't care. You can use it, bitch. I'll give them my social security number on the motherfucking radio show. Ain't a bitch going to motherfucking use it.
They'd be a damn fool.
Ain't a bitch going to motherfucking use it, because if they fuck with this bitch, trust me, bitch, they going to find themselves someplace.
Oh yeah, so your credit score is
kind of
good now. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I also want to thank my sister Alexis Mistake for being a real motherfucking sister Mistake to me Mistake, because last week at my ball, I opened up my wallet to pay one of the categories, bitch. And I lost my motherfucking credit card. And you know Alexis being an old girl, Mistake, you see a card, you do the feet swipe, Mistake, and you put her in your pocket, Mistake, and she could have did a spin, Mistake, and left the function, Mistake, and I would have gagged, honey, and got home, Mistake, and seen all these charges on my platinum card, Mistake. But she said, sister, you lost your credit card, Mistake, so I got to thank her for getting my credit card.
Yes, girl, I had foot
swiping.
Kicked her up, baby. You know what, big girl said, take me a minute. Bitch, I had got it. I said, look at this card to see what name it is. And when I saw your name, I said, oh, girl, let me give Rebecca a goddamn card.
What name was on it?
You want to know what name was on it?
Hold on. I got this, Kelly. Naima. Now you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. I have to bid you all a good night. I have to get up in the morning. But thank you so much for allowing me to come onto the show again tonight. May everybody have a great evening, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, thank you all.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, don't forget about my party Sunday, Kelly.
I'm not.
All right, and anybody, and Alexis, I sent you something too, so I hope you show up.
I'm gonna try my best to be there.
Girl, it's over at 1 o'clock. You still have 8 hours to sleep for school.
Exactly. And London.
Yeah.
If you put me back in your group, I can send you an invite.
Where are you?
Good
little party. Nighty.
Yes, my little party. I'll entertain you tonight. Yes, my little party. My little tea party.
So Kelly, how much was the prize money from Saturday? What is today? From Sunday, from last night.
Oh, baby, you know, I got my coins, honey, you know. I want my little 60, you know, honey.
Yeah, girl, y'all was on that
table too long. That means they were going back and forth.
Yeah, we were going back and forth. They would win, we would win, they would win, you know, baby. But, honey, don't worry. August 11th, baby, is going to be more than one motherfucking table set up, honey. I'm going to have them make sure I have adequate enough tables and chairs for the girls to definitely be playing on 2 and 3 tables and going back and forth. I'm definitely going to have the dice out there because, you know, all my cousins and brothers be out there and they roll dice. So if any of the girls want to roll dice, honey, you know, It's gonna be going down, honey. And I definitely did put it on Facebook, all my fans and all my friends and anybody that's on any one of my 4 Facebook pages that I have August 11th in New York City at the Rucker Park on 155th Street and 8th Avenue. I'm definitely having an open-to-all, free-for-all cookout, and it's definitely big. It's definitely, you know, all my friends and everybody definitely come out, and we definitely do have a great time. So it's definitely going to be August 11th. It's starting at 3 o'clock, so girls, definitely be on time because I will be set up at 3 o'clock and ready to go at 3 o'clock. I'm not going to sit and wait for the girls like I did yesterday and be hungry. Okay.
Girl, you was not hungry. Ooh, speaking of hungry,
Daisy.
We're not gonna sit here. We're not gonna sit here and talk about Eric's chicken and Tony's chicken and Tashawn's bland macaroni and cheese and all of that stuff. and Alexis chicken that was cooked on the outside but not cooked on the inside. We're not gonna talk about that tonight.
Yeah, because Eric.
Hold on.
It had Remy head on the outside.
Hold on, Naima.
You hold
that pose since you want to be so funny. Kelly, you want to talk about food, but bitch, you cook that big ass pan of spaghetti with one can of motherfucking meat sauce and no motherfucking meat in it, bitch. So you would want to keep it the fuck cute. Now, Miss Naima, since you want to be so bold, bitch, as many times as you that came up here. Bitch, you fix that motherfucking plate of turkey wings, collard greens, and macaroni and cheese sitting over here that day, bitch, that could have fed Somalia. Just like that plate you fixed yesterday could have fed the whole motherfucking South America. That bitch, you were going to keep it cute.
Oh, Alexis, the girls gave the very, Alexis took home a hungry man's plate.
I fixed the same plate that Naima ate at the function and then got up and ate again. I fixed that, and I brought it home. I took one for lunch today, and I ate one for dinner tonight. So
wait,
I didn't have to cook.
First of all, the biggest thing that was on my plate yesterday was the macaroni salad.
That plate was about 4 inches high.
No, it wasn't. You're lying, and you're embarrassing me. Don't get over here and try to turn me, because, bitch,
don't you try it.
Miss Alexis, you had two.
Oh, but Naima, you missed the big butterfly that Alexis had on her ass.
Girl.
Oh,
ain't nobody but your late ass child over there pumping you down with his cute motherfucking ass.
Actually, he didn't send me that. I forgot to take the picture out of my phone. I'll post it up in our special place, Naima, so you can see the butterfly Alexis had on her ass yesterday.
She's no longer. She can't sit with us.
No, y'all keep trying. I don't know why you took me out of there, Miss
Claw.
Oh, shit.
I forgot. She don't sit with us anymore. Damn. Sorry, Naima.
She's no longer allowed to sit with us.
Well, back to this plate. These plates that you had. I came there. I had a little bit of spaghetti. I had a lot of macaroni salad. And macaroni and cheese, and I had two hot dogs. That was it. That was what was on that plate.
See how you lied? You had two hamburgers.
You on the other. I didn't have no hamburger. I didn't have a hamburger.
Yep.
So I left it with two of them. Bitch, you had two plates
of
everything on there, Alexa.
Mother
the challenge
and Mother Footlong eats.
Wow.
The girls in the chat room said Mother Footlong eats.
Wow. You have to keep the foot long healthy. But you tried it, Alexis. You had them big-ass things you had, bitch. And mind you was being so greedy that you knocked the aluminum foil inside the food and didn't even clean it off.
Girl, you was dropping spaghetti on Tony Milan's shirt trying to fix your plate. It was running over.
No, I did not drop no spaghetti on that child's plate.
How about that? Y'all talk about that spaghetti without a meat.
Yeah,
who's the one who called it spaghetti-o?
Well, you know, honey, I don't eat beef like that, so, you know, I gave y'all girls what I eat.
Well, the food was fine to me. I like the macaroni and cheese the way it was. The food was fine to me.
Hold on, let me ask
Rodney a question. Rodney?
Yes.
Rodney, do you put mustard in your macaroni and cheese?
I don't cook, so I don't know what they put in. I just eat.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to know from everybody that's listening
on
the show. I need to know from everybody that's listening on the show, Harold, BB, anybody, please hit me up on Facebook and let me know, because the girl said that they put mustard in a macaroni and cheese to give it color, and I never heard of something so outlandish.
You put it in there.
I put it for potato salad, but not for
Yeah, potato salad and macaroni salad to give it some color, but not in no macaroni and cheese.
Well, we never. Well, I don't know about the color issue. I never said to give it color.
Would you put it in there for flavor, Alexis?
Wait.
Tayana, do it on your
phone. All of us is being on this phone. Now, you ain't finna sit here and tell me you put mustard in your macaroni and cheese to give it no color. I didn't say I put it in to give it color, because my cheese give it color.
You put it in.
So what you
flavor?
Put it in there for? Just give it a little extra little kick.
Girl, kick that motherfucking shit in the garbage can.
Well, I don't know. Naima, how does it taste?
Well, did you make my macaroni cheese for the event yesterday, Alexis?
No. I cooked everything. She didn't make anything.
Oh, okay.
Baby, but Naima, they said, how did it taste, the macaroni and cheese? And somebody just inboxed me on Facebook and said, you can't ask Mother Footlong how did it taste. She's Mikey. She eats anything. Baby, honey. Baby, I don't know, but the only thing I can say is myself, Eric, Tyshawn, and Tony Milan is definitely having a cook-off. Tyshawn definitely did find the kitchen space where it's definitely a lot of stoves and we can all be in the same area. And I also heard Hickaby is supposed to be a part of it also. We're definitely going to be having a cook-off, so it's definitely going to go down and it's going to be a big thing. Somebody just hit me up on Facebook. Somebody just hit me up on Facebook and they said, who puts mustard in macaroni and cheese? That's disgusted.
Alexis Clark.
Oh, Naima, it didn't stop you from motherfucking eating a healthy plate of it. And then saying, girl, I wish I would have took me some home.
No, bitch, I wanted some more of those greens. I ate more of your greens than I ate anything else.
Girl, whatever, mistake, girl.
Not
girl,
too much. Let me tell you something. I don't play with the food, because the food ain't going to play with you. I'm not gonna turn that a meal, honey, unless it's shade. But I mean, yes, the food was bad. You cook bad, yes, you do. But don't try to sell it on this doggone phone, honey. You know, like I was over there gorging and glutton and everything like that, honey. Yes, the food was bad, the food was good. So was the food was good at Kelly House too. And bitch, you ain't had no problem. Oh, wait a minute, hold up. Now I just remember something, bitch. You ain't have a motherfucking problem eating that spaghetti over there at Kelly House, bitch. When she fixed it, when I did tonight,
that was because she fixed a smaller portion.
No, that's because I didn't take my motherfucking weight serious, mistake. And I fix y'all how I normally cook, honey. I was cooking, honey, like I eat, bitch.
You know, Mr. Alexis, today the time for you to hang up and go to bed.
I'm getting ready to go to bed as well.
Okay, well, we about to get up out of here. Don't forget tonight definitely to tune into London's Tea Party with London and her girls from her tea party. They definitely going to get it crumped for y'all tomorrow night. So for all of y'all girls that like to listen to London and her tea party crew, definitely do tune in tomorrow night, honey. One by one, can everybody say goodnight, because we about to get up out of here.
Go ahead, lady.
Good night, everyone. I will see y'all tomorrow on London's tea party and all that. So I love you, Rodney. Happy birthday again. Love you, Kelly.
Thank
I'll call you.
You
in the morning. And Alexis, you on the dog list, but I'll call you in the morning, too, so.
Okay.
Hi, Anna.
Good night, everyone. And once again, I apologize for what happened in the Midwest. So don't take it out on everyone. You just know you have to choose and pick your balls.
Start supporting Solomon. He always have good venues. Support Solomon.
No shade in all his money.
Alexis.
No matter what, back alley, whatever club you're in, make sure you wrap it up, because the life you save might be your own. I just want to thank everyone for loving me, because I definitely love you also.
Rodney.
like to say I had a good time on everybody over the weekend. Thank you guys for showing me love for my birthday. And Ballers Throwback, thank you for the bottles of liquor. I definitely appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys later.
London? Is London gone? London must be London. I guess London is gone. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we live on the air, I love y'all all for loving me, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all for loving me. Definitely tune in tomorrow night for London's Tea Party and the Tea Party cast. They will definitely be on tomorrow. Bye-bye. Con.